you know, Czech market is pretty specific because people don't have very much money and they prefer to buy very cheap cars. And Škoda has the model Felicia, which is possible to buy for 250,000 crowns.
Let's say the Škoda's new, very popular car is the Fabia, isn't it? How much would an equivalent foreign car, the same size and the same size engine as the Fabia, cost?
I mean, Fabia is just a little bit cheaper than foreign cars. The cheapest Fabia is like 10, maximum 15,000 crowns cheaper than foreign cars.
Do you think all the Czechs are rather patriotic when it comes to buying cars?
It's also true that we are patriotic. We used to buy only Skoda and some other cars from Eastern Europe before revolution, before 89, and many fathers and grandfathers had Skodas, so that's why it's a very popular favorite car for Czech people.
Now, Škoda's increase of the market in the Czech Republic, of the new car market, increased last year by almost 8%. Do you think they can hang on to that share?
I don't think so, because this year Škoda is going to stop selling Felicia. This is the most popular model. And we will see what's going to happen with the market.
Right. What do you think is Škoda's most dangerous competition in the new car market?
I think Opel with Opel Corsa, also Volkswagen with Volkswagen Polo, and other companies.
So the Czech government recently sold its very last remaining shares in Škoda Auto to the parent company, Volkswagen. Do you think this was a wise move, seeing as Škoda is so incredibly successful?
I think it's much more important for people that they can buy very good car and they can work for this company. And many people are very happy that there is a company, Czech company, which is so successful in Europe.
Right, because I know, you know, I'm from Britain, and I know a lot of people in Britain are very angry about the decline of the British car industry and the fact that we've sold the family silver to Germany. But you say that feeling isn't really present in the Czech Republic.
It's very different. There was a pretty big discussion before the company was sold, but now I would say the most of the people would agree again with selling Skoda.
The Fabia has been very successful abroad. Do you think that Škoda will continue aiming to improve its export potential?
Probably yes, because this year Škoda is going to present a new model. It's going to be a big model in the middle class. It's class of Volkswagen Passat for Mondeo. And I think this model will be very successful in Western European countries. Also, Škoda Fabia and Octavia are going to be very successful on foreign countries. Yeah. It's going to be a good year for Skoda.
Okay, and just one last question. What do you drive?
I drive my test drive's car. I don't own any car like now, right now.
Okay, and if you bought one tomorrow, what would you buy? Would you buy a Skoda?
I would be thinking about it.